EOL.
Clouds and 64.
It is 8:39 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
Good morning. It's the WEOL Morning Show on AM 930, 100.3 FM. Also on the free WEOL mobile app and at WEOL.com. We heard that thing about blue moon. You know, you can get the phases of the moon. If you have the old farmer's almanac, you can find out what moon's going to be when and how it's going to look no matter what day of the year it is. But here to find out more about what's happening in this year's old Farmer's Almanac is Senior Editor Sarah Peralt. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. How are you?
We are great. Craig and I were looking through the old Farmer's Almanac before we get to the predictions for the weather. Leap year is coming up next year. I did not know that people born on leap year are called 29ers.
Or leaplings. Either one is acceptable.
Leaplings. That is kind of a fun thing to think about, but that's special in 2024. However, the other thing that's happening in 2024, where you have an article that says, Craig, here it says, here's how to make April 28th, 2024, one of the most memorable days of your life. That's quite a subtitle for an article, isn't it, Sarah?
Well, that is, I think there are probably a lot of people that know we're going to have a solar eclipse. A total solar eclipse, which happened 2017 was the last time it happens. But if you're not in the path of totality, you're like, oh, big deal. So we've got updates. Make your reservations now. Figure out where you should be so that you're in complete darkness when that eclipse happens.
We are smack dab in the middle of that path, by the way. And we
Oh,
yes, we are. In fact, folks in Avon Lake say we will be the center of the world for a few minutes that day, and that there are hotel bookings, hotels filling up as far away as Akron for that date for people coming to this part of the country.
Right. Yep.
I made my reservations 2 months ago.
There you go.
We'll see you. We'll have snacks together when we're watching it with our special. I have a package of those special glasses. I already got my spectacles. Is that the best way to do it, or what other recommendations do you think we could do to enjoy this day and sort of remind it? Take a picture, I guess, is one thing?
Well, you definitely have to have the glasses. I think just be in the moment. I mean, we're also, wrapped up in, I got to take a picture of this, I got to take a video of this. And it's, from what I understand, this will be the first time I've experienced it. It's really an emotional experience. It's awe-inspiring. Nature goes kind of crazy and silent. I'm just really looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. I'm old enough at one point I think I had to use the shoebox with the pinhole and kind of doing it that way where you see the shadow of it on a little piece of the cardboard as opposed to directly at it. But this is going to be kind of a great event. I know that the public people and emergency management and the public health department always trying to make sure that the crowds that have come out are going to be a part of it. So we're looking forward to it here in Northeast Ohio as we've marked it on our calendar. Craig and I have had it on our whiteboard for about 2 years now, and we thought it was too far into the future, but obviously it's coming up here pretty soon. As is the weather forecast for the Old Farmer's Almanac, what kind of weather are we expecting across the United States and maybe the Great Lakes region in particular?
A good portion of the United States is going to be cold and snowy this winter. If you look at the map, it's mostly white, with the exceptions, Pacific Northwest. They're going to be cold but dry. Obviously, Florida is going to be mild and dry, and just the bottom sections of the Deep South are going to be mild and wet. But the rest of the country looks cold and snowy. For you in particular, your winter will be colder than normal, with coldest periods ready in early and late December, most of January, and early to mid-February. And then you're going to look for your precipitation. It's going to be about above average, with the snowiest periods in late December and then throughout January. So January kind of sounds like you're bad. I don't know if you want to say the worst month. If you love snow and cold, then January is your best month.
Talking this morning with Sarah Peralt, the Old Farmer's Almanac is now out, founded in 1792. What other fun features you got in this year's edition?
Well, we're going to tell you all about the secrets to fun fishing and the history of pancakes, as well as a centuries-old pancake race that's happening over across the pond. That's a lot of fun to learn about. And we're going to help you get better sleep, whether that means writing down everything that you're worried about before you go to bed to get it out of your system, or sleep with your Christmas tree in your bedroom.
Bruce Van Dyke, I challenge you this year.
You'll have better sleep. You'll be better for it.
How about that? Why is that? Do we know?
Wait a minute. Do I have to snuggle with it? I'm trying to figure out, where am I putting this Christmas tree in my bed?
And does it have to be a real tree versus, you know, artificial?
Well, yeah, they would.
Well, they say that the calming effects of nature and the comforting warm fuzzies of nostalgia help you to get better sleep. So I suppose if it's the nostalgia, you don't have to have a real one. But if it's the outdoor nature, probably the scent, you want the real thing.
How about that? You got room in your bedroom, Bruce, for a tree?
Sure. I usually put a little. What do I have to confess now? I do have a Christmas tree in my bedroom. It's a miniature one. It's a
here we go.
Miniature one.
Oh, you're ahead of the trend.
Exactly right.
Wow. Who knew?
Yeah, I think there's a Christmas tree in the bathroom too. But that's it's everywhere. You run out of space. Yeah, I like Christmas. What can I say about that? What can you tell us about the history of pancakes? I mean, other than, just good luck with them, I guess.
Well, we've got a couple recipes in there, but we've told you about 5th century poets were mentioning, quote-unquote, warm cakes, which we assume to be something like pancakes, but it's Pope Gregory the First who inadvertently popularized it because he told everyone right before Lent began that they were going to need to abstain from the fatty foods like eggs and butter and things like that. So the day before Ash Wednesday, it's become a tradition to have pancakes on Shrove Tuesday to use up all those ingredients. So he popularized pancakes without even trying to.
Wow.
Kind of like punchkies. Have you heard of punchkies?
Yes, those are delicious.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We do that around here as well. But that's, all the ingredients you want to use up before Lent. Now, Craig, there's an article in here that I think you should cut out, and it's called The Best Bread for Toasting. Craig toasts bread practically every day around here.
Mm-hmm.
The Best Bread for Toasting. Type of bread or?
I will tell you, the original title of that article was Stinky Feet Bread. Because when you make it, the fermentation process smells, people describe, like stinky feet or old cheese. But they say the smellier it is, that means it's working. So it takes about 18 hours for this dough to be ready to bake. But people say that it is the best bread for toast.
Is there a name for this bread, or is that it, the stinky feet bread? I mean,
I want to try stinky feet bread. I don't know if I have 18 hours to make one.
Wow. Right.
This is fascinating. A lot of great recipes in here as well. So there's always something new that people come up with it. Where do they come up with the stories? What's your part of doing this?
Well, as senior editor, I kind of have a little part of everything. I wrote the pancake story, so that was my contribution. But I also do a lot of the fact-checking. I source some of the photos. We all are involved in proofing. But we don't just have the almanac. We have a family of calendars. We have the Old Farmer's Almanac for Kids, which is new this year. Volume 10 has come out. I'm the editor of that series. So, I kind of do a bunch of stuff around here.
Who gets to punch the hole in the Old Farmer's Almanac?
Oh, our printers get to have that fun.
The Old Farmer's Almanac now out, available for people if they want to get a hold of it. Where's a good place to find it?
You can find it everywhere books and magazines are sold, whether that's the grocery store, the bookstore, or the garden center. But if you can't find it anywhere, it's always available at almanac.com or at Amazon.
Sounds good. Sarah, we appreciate your time. It's been a lot of fun joining us this morning. Thank you.
Well, thanks. Hope you have a great winter.
We will. Cold and snowy, is it?
Cold and snowy.
Exactly. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.